Greetings to the congregation. We give thanks because in November, we have the time to think about our faithfulness to God. And this now, today, the title is How Can We Pay the Lord? With the two verses in Psalm 116. We have just read, as a person, and each one of us have to be grateful to someone else. First, our parents who give us life. And we are grateful to our teachers who have taught us to become knowledgeable in life. We have to be grateful for somebody else because we have the opportunity, the condition in life. When we want to express our thankfulness to others who help us, and this expression must be the one who helped us can see that attitude of thankfulness in us, and it's also our valuable. If we are know that we give thanks to our parents, that we didn't obey our parents when they are alive, and we only do what we want to do. And then when parents pass away, we establish a temple to worship. But that doesn't mean that we worship. And this is the culture in Vietnam. If we have somebody who has been helping us, and the condition for the want to repay is when they are still alive, we still have the opportunity to express our gratitude. And that is a valuable attitude of thankfulness, to let them see how grateful we are to them. The author of 116 put a question, what shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? It's a question. Is there a time when we ask the question of ourselves? When we want to repay somebody else, we have to understand that the helper, how did they help us so that we can repay them? If we do not see that it's a blessing from us, then we do not have the attitude to repay that person. There's a lady is in an urgent matter and went into the parking, trying to find a parking space, and it was full. And then she began to pray, dear Lord, give me a place so I can park. It's close by. And while she was praying, and she saw an open space, and her place, oh, do not bother, Lord, I already found it myself. Dear, if we pray that we don't see what God has done for us, how do we repay to express our thankfulness? Each day, your life and mine, we breathe by the air given by God. We eat, we drink the water from God. We live because of God, but we're only thankful to others. It is very meaningless. In the Old Testament, God has reviewed Isaiah 1:2. Hear me, you have listened, for the Lord has spoken. I rear children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its matter. The donkey is on a manger, but Israel does not know. The ox knows its master. An animal, the donkey, knows its own manger. But God rebuked the Israelite people that my people do not know me, rebel against me. Israel only know in the mind that they forgotten the blessings from the Lord. And so we have to have an attitude appropriate to be thankful. This is something we have to think about in the time, in this Thanksgiving time, so that we can learn from the Lord how we can express our thankfulness to the Lord. In the author of 116, verse 12, what shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? And he gives. There are two ways to answer. How one should express our thankfulness to the Lord. First, I will lift up the cup of salvation. Second, we have to call on the name of the Lord. So let's think about these two points so that we can lift up our salvation cup and we will praise. Let's pray for guidance. You are Heavenly Father. We are thankful because you have concern for us, each one of us, even when we did not know you yet. That love has helped us to recognize about your gospel, and today we become your children. You did not save us because of our righteousness, because our work, good works, but you have saved us because of your mercy. We are here thanking because of that mercy for that we become your children. That this morning we come in you to your sanctuary. May you question ourselves, how can we repay the Lord for the blessing that you have for me? Please help us to understand the love that our thankfulness can be appropriate and meaningful. May you lead us as we learn your word and study your word. May you keep my mouth as I share so that we not be a stumbling block for others. That all that we learn from you is the source of food for our life. Lord. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's think the first thing. How do we repay the Lord? The author said, I will lift up the cup of salvation. The first thing, lift up the cup of salvation. Do we lift up our cup? Many times, right? In what situation? In the new year? Any other occasion? Weddings, right? And sometimes we lift up our cup. Why? Because you are happy. If you feel happy, we lift up the cup. And the author did not encourage us to lift up the wine cup. Did not teach us to make us a kind of feeling, some kind of feeling. The author said here, I have to lift up salvation up. Why is the cup of salvation must be lifted up? What is the cup of salvation? The first point is that the cup of salvation to show our joy. Dear congregation, he also lift up the cup of salvation because to express the joy the author has. Because when a person to receive the salvation of the Lord and declare about this blessing that God has given us, that person is lift up the cup of salvation. Do you receive the salvation blessing? Do you talk about the salvation to others? When we do that, we express some joy from our heart about the salvation that we have received from the Lord. Maybe some other not understand what we do, but if someone who has blessed us sees the joy from our heart, that's important. In Los Angeles, there's a parking citation in that office in Los Angeles there, and there's a parking citation with a $5 bill attached. Arrive at the traffic fine bureau, and an accompanying note said like this: I found this ticket on the sidewalk, not knowing if the car owner has ever seen it. I would like to make the remittance for him in gratitude for the occasions when I have parked over the allotted time and not received a ticket.
Tôi đã lại cái chỗ đậu của mình hơn thời gian quy định. mà không có bị phạt gì hết. Nếu như
is
một cách bình thường,
normally when we see that, when we call that person, he's crazy. Why do you intervene with somebody's mind? But this person did because of his gratitude. This is a little bit because this person knows that that person had part overtime and not receive a ticket. The Christian today express our experience because of what we have been saying to that we express that our faith to others. Have you done this? Only the one that does not know or be thankful about salvation, that does not talk about salvation. But if we can see the joy of salvation, it could not be silenced. That person needs to express that joy outwardly to others. In business, there's a saying like this. If you are not pleased, tell us. If you are pleased, tell people. So, if you're not pleased, tell the manager. If you're pleased, tell the other customer. And this is the way to advertise the congregation. This is what we can apply in our faith. That if a person to receive recognize the blessing of salvation is a sort of joy, then tell others. But if you're not content with God, tell God. And so, the salvation, when we receive because of so joyful, express outwardly, tell us that there is some value in our salvation. This is a great blessing that it has so meaning in our life. There's a German lady, she went to the pastor a check about $10. And as she laid down the money, she said, in former years, I have had to pay about this amount in medicine. And this is the amount I have to pay for the medicine during the year. This year, there has been no sickness in our family. I want to show my gratitude to the Lord in this way. And sometime later, the same woman again came to her minister with about $50, explaining, and the minister asked, why did you bring this amount? She explained that many of her neighbors had suffered some losses in the recent windstorm, but that my farm had been spared. I bring to the church's donation as an offering of thanks. Dear congregation, if somebody can feel the blessing of the Lord, could they be silent? There's a way to express the thankfulness, how we are thankful. And now we see that when we live up the culture of salvation, meaning that we are being thankful and we express the joy inwardly, outwardly. And the second point, as we lift up the cup of salvation, so that to express verbally our gratitude, to express in words. When we are joined, we express our word. But when we talk about ourselves, we show our God to see our heart that we are thankful. The thankfulness with God cannot be silent. But that person must express it verbally. In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 12, I will declare your name to my brothers and sister. The assembly, I will sing your praises. And sometimes they talk about the blessing of the Lord because the joy cannot be silent. They want to express with a thankful heart about God's blessing. So I will declare the assembly, I will sing praise. The one who could not declare the word because they could not see the value of salvation in his or her life. In the Chinese, there is the word grace. It has the square, which means the mouth. And then in the middle is the character saying great. Great mouth. But great mouth not means to talk. That means the great words to express out. And below is the heart. The heart means that our heart. So the one who is gracious is someone who to declare out loud from their heart about what they have received. This is how to be gracious. In the Bible, when David said, I am grateful, he said, I will declare your name now. Oh my soul, praise his name. Oh my soul, it is internally to David's heart. Be thankful, praise the Lord, to say out loud. And so we know the Lord's blessing, and we talk about the blessing to express our thankfulness. It's the way we, what we say. There is an actor. He has the ability to talk about story in a dramatic fashion. And the famous actor was once of the great honor at a social gathering where received many requests to recite favorite excerpt from various literary works. And he can make people move by his name. An old preacher, that is Tom Rollins, who happened to be there, asked the actor to recite the 23rd Psalm. Psalm 23, many of us know about this. The actor agreed on the condition the preacher would also recite. The actor recitation was, the actor said, yeah, after I read it, the pastor read it. And then the actor recitation was beautifully intoned with great dramatic emphasis, for which he received lengthy applause. And then the preacher's turn. The preacher's voice was rough and broken from many years of preaching. And his diction was anything but polished. But when he finished, there was none. He read with his heart, and there was a dry eye in the room, including the actor who just read the same song. When someone asked the actor, what made the difference? And what's the difference between you and that preacher? And the actor replied, I know the song, but the preacher knows the shepherd. How we can express so other can see that God that we worship has a relationship with that person. It has an influence in our salvation. Great that we express our thankfulness by our words, that we can praise and sing praise. We can pray. We can give thanks by some attitude, by the way of life. Or some could express their heart by some action, or to give offer to the Lord, or help somebody poor to express thankfulness. But whatever the form of expression, by action, by the way we live, it is not for others to see, but for Jesus our Lord to see. And to repay is to express our thankfulness for God so that he can see all. We could not repay our salvation that we received It could not, but it says that our hearts truly are thankful. And through this expression, it expresses our heart. And in the Bible, and when the Jesus came into the temple to look at people offering, and Jesus saw there are many, put many gold coins in the coffer. And at the same time, there is a widow. If she was very poor, she put there 2 pennies. 2 pennies of this widow has no value, actually. It's not worth much. With all the gold coins has been dropped in there. But Jesus said, truly I tell you, this widow has offered more than anyone. Why? Because Jesus said he had put everything that he has, that she can live on. That question, she did not keep anything back. But those who put the gold coins in there, they still have many other gold coins with them. It doesn't affect their life. And so this widow, when Jesus, she saw her heart, that she does not retain anything. If she was just 2 pennies, she lived on it, but she dared to give all because of her heart. Our God is seen in our heart deeply. When we sing, when we do some action, God can see in our life. Are we truly thankful from our heart? Or we do it for others to see and praise us? And so we talk about our thankfulness to the Lord. When we lift up the cups of salvation, we tell the Lord, give thanks to the Lord. You have saved us from deserving death. And when we lift up the cup of salvation, we can express to others, see what God has done in our life. We are content. We express that outwardly. And so we show off what God has done for it and tell others to understand what God has done, to understand what God has done in our life. In the Bible, we read many stories about expressing God's blessing. In the Solomon is the son of David and took the reign. He was very young when he came to the place to pray to the Lord, and God appeared to him. Whatever you ask, I will give it to you. What did he ask? Dear God, give me wisdom, because I'm so young. I'm so young. How can I manage your people? God said, because you need not ask for wealth, but wisdom, I will give also wealth. Wealth is the richest of all kings. And also, he has the most wisdom of all the kings. When God gave, that gift cannot be described. In the Bible, Ezekiel, he was sick, almost dead, and he asked the Lord, and God has sent his prophet to heal the king, Hezekiah. I will give you 15 more years. Any of us, when we are about to die, to ask for more 10 years and God give us, that none of us can be master. But God said, I will give you 15 years. And then Hezekiah can live 15 more years. When Elisha is a prophet, to be in the King Ahab, the king, the Israel was punished for their unfaithfulness. And then there was there's no rain for 3 years in the drought. And after 3.5 years, the Elisha pray, and then rain come. Very great rain. And in the Bible, we knew about Joshua when they were fighting with the Amorites. I want to pray. He asked the Lord, please keep the sun from away, because the Amorites let the sun rise, and the sun has stopped one day, so that they can destroy the Amorites. And all those things is supernatural. But the Lord can accept a prayer to bless, to give a supernatural intervention. In the Old Testament, we saw that Jesus, in the New Testament, Jesus had performed miracles. A Gentile asked, "Dear Rabbi, my servant is sick. It's almost dying. Please help him." And Jesus said, "I will come to you." And this officer said, No. "I'm an officer in the Roman Empire. Above, there are someone who manage me, and below, I have my servants. When I tell my servant what I say, come, he comes. I say, go, and they will go. You don't have to come to him. Only say a word, and then my servant will be here." Because this person has faith in the power of Jesus that Jesus has on earth. And Jesus said, "I have never seen anyone with this kind of faith." And as soon as that he told such word, his servant got healed. And the Canaanite prayed with God, "Please heal my daughter who is demon possessed. Do not give the bread to the dog, but give up. But the dog can eat the food that's dropped from the table." In the Israel people, there's nobody as faithful as this Canaanite woman. There are many stories of the blind, the leper, the deaf has been performed miracles. And all these miracles are the New Testament. Jesus performed, only saying a word, Jesus did. And it happened. But let's think, for the Lord to save me and you out of the opposition, what did God do? God sent his own son. He did not say something. He has an action, a concrete action. He became human to die for us, because then we can receive salvation by his death. We see the resurrection. The blind can be seen. The leper can be healed. The cripple can walk. Or do we see that if I'm not punished, and there is more supernatural than any other thing, because the Son of God has come to this world to find me and sacrifice for me? That's the greatest thing. This something must be expressed outwardly to see. The Trinity has to do all things. God the Father has a salvation plan. Jesus actualized and carried out, and then the Holy Spirit applied this salvation into our life. And so, dear congregation, this is something so great that we need to express outwardly so others. The salvation that God has done for us is very important. It's so wonderful, more than to raise the dead, more than the best possession they need to be healed, or the blind can see. More than those religions today is an effort. So a person hoping that we can be saved by our own effort. But religion cannot save that person. Everybody run after religion. Doesn't matter what religion it is. That the effort will do great things is just like somebody to be dropped in the great ocean, that person can swim toward the shore. Has that happened? No, because the great ocean is so vast that they could not have to save themselves. They need a ship to come. There's a story about two in the boat on the, and then it was capsized because the river's stream was running so strong. And at the end is a big when they saw these two capsized and they were hurt, and they come out and throw out the rope so that these people can now hang onto the rope. And finally, most of them found the rope that was thrown to them. But one of the two saw that this rope is so weak. When was the piece of log flying by, floating by, and he climbed on top, hoping that he can float. But because of the strong stream, that person and the log dropped into the deep. And the other one hold onto the rope, get saved for sure. Why did the other person survive? Because there is a connection. That's the only way. Whether it's some stick or some string, there gotta be a connection to the shore. And so, when Jesus came into the world, he connect us with God. That will give us life. And that is the gospel that we must declare. We must understand. We have been saved. Not because of our good works, because His mercy for us. The mercy of us is becoming a stream from heaven to earth so that He can pull us up by this conviction or the condition. In this Thanksgiving time, lift up the cup of salvation to express that, give thanks to God. I am filled with joy because I am saved to say that, dear God, give thanks to God because you have saved me, and tell others that, oh, people, I have been saved. May the Lord help us so that we can lift our cup of salvation to be inappropriate to partially pay for what God has done for us. The second point, to repay, the author called us, call on His holy name. The first point we see that the Israel has the power. Each of us, we've been born by, give us a name. We have a beautiful name, some of us has ugly. But the name is for what? Only know the difference of one person to another. The name just determine who that person is. The parents give us a name when we know that is whether a guy, a boy, or a girl. So in the old time, now with modern technology, we know whether it's a boy or a girl before it's born. And sometimes the modern technology is wrong too, not correct all the time. However, here that the name that we receive from our parents is wrong to distinguish us from a different person with a different name. But Jesus, when He came into this world, His name also has a meaning. Jesus, the one who saves. But outside of the name Jesus, the Savior, we see that the angel of the Lord told Mary, which is in Matthew chapter 1-9, she will give birth to a son, and told this to Joseph. She will give birth to a son. Is she pregnant yet? Not yet. But the Bible said she will give birth to a son. And then what? And you are to give his name Jesus. This is a guarantee. That is a plan that God used Joseph and Mary. Actually, the Mary to give birth to Jesus, to bring on Joseph, was taking care of Mary. An angel came and told Joseph this. They did not get pregnant according to the natural, but the power of God on Mary to give birth to Jesus. And before the embryo was formed, the name was already given because he will save his people from their sins. The name shows the action, the plan, the responsibility of Jesus in this world. There is no other religious leader can predict ahead of time what the name is, what to predict. There is no such thing. But Jesus, before he came to this world, it was predicted before what he came for. That person, that son, will come to save their sin. And in this world that we live, will famous the name of that and eventually will die with time. There are many heroes. Many have some great deeds with this world, but over time, that name has been forgotten. But the name Jesus is a name that could not be forgotten because that Jesus carried the authority of God. Because the name of that Jesus that Peter and John, when he went to the temple, saw the cripple from birth, and they came and put him in the temple. Two of them, in the name of Jesus, let's carry, get up and walk. This person is crippled 40 years from birth. How could this person rise up? But the holy name of Jesus did that. When Paul preached the gospel in Philippi, there's a woman who has been possessed. And he said, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out of this lady. And then she was healed. There is no authority that a name that has that kind of authority, but the name of Jesus has that kind of authority. Not only yesterday, today, but today, the name of Jesus. There are so many has been saying about our addiction, who've been saying all the sickness that science and medical technology could not save. Only the name of Jesus continue to be called upon. But today, he can continue to perform miracles. He has been not dead, but have been resurrected. And so calling on the name of Jesus can bring miracles. This is something that we need to put our faith in. So when we call on the Jesus name, Jesus, because his name has authority over everyone. But at the same time, we call his name because the one who's been called holy in the Old Testament, God has been called the God of Israel. It's his name. This is the name, the holy name of the holy name of army, the great army, all the angels must worship to carry out the word of God. So the name of God, the name is the God of Israel, and through that name, but the Israel people could not experience what God has done. They were not thankful for what God, they knew God, but their heart is far from God. They were not thankful. And God has caused them to be holy among the people who are not thankful. In Joshua, when Joshua is leading the people into the promised land, he sent two spies into Canaan. And when they came into a house of a prostitute, the prostitute has not hit the client. Did not allow others to know that there are two spies in her house. They told the spy, and she told the spy, when we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above The one who does not know God, who does not worship God. But God, they said, your God is a God in heaven above and on also on earth below. Dear congregation, when Naaman was the great commander of Syria, he was leper. And then when Naaman, if you come to my country, you come to my prophet, and then your leprosy will be healed. And Naaman came to the king, to the Israel. The king said, I cannot heal you. But the prophet of God said, come to me, the prophet said. That's Elisha. And because the author of God to will wash yourself 7 times, never did believe. In my country, in Syria, I have 2 great rivers there. If I want to go bathing, I can go back and say, why do I have to go bathing the river here? But the servant said, but if the prophet tells you something difficult to do, would you do it? No, this is so easy to go and bathe yourself 7 times in the river. But Naaman has bathed 7 times according to him, and then his leprosy was healed. And he declared, now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. The one who did not worship God like Naaman, but recognized that there is no God like the God of Israel. During the time of Nebuchadnezzar, is the Babylon Empire that has caused the Israelites to be exiled. But God has made recognize God. He said like this, now Nebuchadnezzar praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. The emperor of a great empire in this world to has conquered so many nations under his hands that he said, I praise and exalt the glory King of Heaven. Dear congregation, the holy name of God is great, not just for the people who put faith, but God can call his name to be known among the Gentiles. And when we say, the holy name of God is present, you are the one that I call. Only you, God, that I call. Many say, the more gods that I call on, the more my prayers are answered. When we call unto God, we only call only God himself. And this is something that the author said, I will call his holy name, meaning that I only seek his name alone. And may we express our attitude of thankfulness like that, to find and seek only his name. Alex Haley, the author of Roots, had an and it became a movie, and talking about the blacks have been enslaved in America. And the last generation of slavery was described in this book called Root. And so this was a story about slavery and how slavery was liberated. And X. Haley had an unusual picture hanging on his office wall. That picture, it was a picture of a turtle on top of a fence post. When asked, why is that picture there? Why is a picture of a turtle on a fence? He explained, every time I write something significant, every time I read my words and think that they are wonderful and begin to feel proud of myself, I look at the turtle on top of the fence post and remember that that turtle didn't get there on his own. He had help. That picture may not have any value, but it has value. It's valuable to Alex Haley because the way that he achieved his success, because somebody helped him. And so we remember the faith that we have today. And that because God has given us to us, we do not do anything to deserve it. We could not save ourselves. God has done this because of his mercy. And so in this Thanksgiving, may God help us to have an attitude to repay the salvation when we understand what God has done in our life. The greatest thing, so that holy is his name that we can praise and give thanks. May the Lord bless me and your in this time of thanksgiving. What can I repay the Lord for his salvation, for his great blessing to me? So that we can learn from here, lift up the cup of salvation and praise his name and call on the name of God. May God bless all of you. Let's all stand. Let's read together the key words today. In Psalm 116, verse 12. Let's read together. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? One more time. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? Dear loving Father, you have saved each one of us. Just like you have saved the author of Psalm 116. Just like all the saints in this world, you have done that. Not because of our righteousness, of our goodness, because of your mercy on us. We are thankful because in this mercy, we become your children. We receive forgiveness from the Lord, and forever we will be accepted into your kingdom. So while we are alive, while we still have opportunity to express the joy from our heart that we are saved, to say to our Lord, dear Lord, we are truly thankful, Lord, because you have saved our lives. And show others only God, the one who can save us. May our life will be true. The life of praising you. The life that we be set on you holy in your name. And we will praise only you, God. May you bless me and all people here to have an attitude of thankfulness the right way. And if any one of us still receive the Lord's blessing from our health, from our life, from our breath, the good condition that you have given us, that we did not understand this is your blessing, may you forgive us and remind us what we have today is come from the Lord. So we only give thanks to you. May you be glorified among your church. Continue to lead us and help us to express others, our relatives, about the love that you have given us. We lift all the activities under your guide, and may your glory be your glorified. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.